Monitoring the weather and how quickly they responded.
Your community is asking these questions.
And we will get answers. Right now, all of our resources are focused to recovery.
Reporter Karen Waugh.
Every person we interview here in Kerrville, in Kerr County, when we ask them, what do you want us to ask the public officials? What do you want us as reporters to ask at these press conferences? Most of them say we want to hear about what happened with these emergency alerts.
4 days have passed since anyone was found alive in the aftermath. Lorena Gillen owns an RV park that was swept away.
The only thing that is going through my mind right now is like, what now? How are we going to move forward? I mean, who is going to, you know, help with this?
President Trump says he plans to visit the region Friday. He held a cabinet meeting today and blasted Russian President Putin. Linda Kenyon has more from the White House.
The president has made this perfectly clear.
I'm not happy with Putin.
Speaking at a cabinet meeting, Trump cursed when reflecting on the Russian president's foot dragging over a peace deal with Ukraine.
It's very nice all the time, but it turns out to be meaningless.
Trump also discussed further sanctions against Russia.
Totally at my option, and to terminate totally at my option, and I'm looking at it very strongly.
The president's comments came one day after his decision to resume sending weapons to Ukraine. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Trump says he will meet again today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is in Washington to discuss a ceasefire proposal for Gaza. Elizabeth Palmer reports from Tel Aviv. The sticking point remains what comes after.
It's very murky and, in fact, very difficult for both sides to agree on what would happen after the 60 days, because that now we're talking about a real political settlement for the region, and it's elusive to say the least.
Sanitation workers in Philadelphia have been on strike for more than a week now, and the trash is overflowing at drop-off locations around the city. Residents just hoping for an end to it all.
The mayor, whoever's responsible for this, pay these people. I mean, pay them what they need and let them do their job.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed again today. Investors have been watching for the latest news on the tariffs. The Dow Jones Industrials are currently down. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite recent layoffs, the data center project moves on for Microsoft. The tech company says its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant is moving ahead as planned. Microsoft cut about 9,000 jobs this year, but they say the Mount Pleasant project won't be impacted. A big Kenosha County hospital is getting bigger. Fredert South Pleasant Prairie will add a four-story extension with a dedicated EMS training facility. It follows approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The new center aims to boost emergency care training, while the upper floors will be finished later for clinical use as needed. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The Brat Stop might get a new neighbor. A four-story Town Place Suites by Marriott is being proposed next to the landmark, with Kenosha's Plan Commission set to discuss the hotel project later this week. It would feature 97 rooms, an indoor pool, and an outdoor patio. Racine County is mourning the loss of retired Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe, who died Sunday. It comes just months after his retirement. Babe is being remembered as a respected leader and a dedicated public servant. Funeral details are still pending. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dominated the Dodgers in Milwaukee last night, 9-1. Six scoreless innings pitched by Freddy Peralta. The bullpen held up. Home runs by Christian Yelich. And newcomer, first baseman Andrew Vaughn, manager Pat Murphy.
That's how we have to play. We have to take our walks when they're there. If they're on the bases, play defense, take your walks, then you get a knock, and then you get another knock. And then once in a while, you pop one. That's who we have to be.
The Dodgers have now lost four in a row. On Friday, they lost at home to the Astros, 18-1. We spoke to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We got to pitch better. We got to defend better. We got to take more competitive at bats. We're just not doing any of those things right now. So, yeah, you look back 4 or 5 days ago, things look more positive. But this is a time for us to kind of look at ourselves and be better.
Game two tonight, Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers rookie, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and the wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
And Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me today. I've got a great show for you this afternoon. We're going to hear from Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We hope to have an episode of Starman a little bit later. We'll talk about space-related things. And also coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, it's another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1970. It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Should be glad with a love like that. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Woman on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got Racine Raiders action for you this Saturday night as the Raiders take on the Motor City Rams. It's a 5:45 pregame, a 6 o'clock kickoff. Don Wadowitz has the call of the game, and it's all brought to you by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, by Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Listen to the Raiders this Saturday night and all season long on WRJN.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmus and Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmus and Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmusanddiamonds.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
It's Roy Orbison and Dream Baby on WRJN. You know, Roy Orbison, not just a terrific musician, he was a keen painter as well. He also made model aircraft at competition level. One of the last things he did on the day he died, in fact, was to fly his model airplanes.
Number me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, local news matters, and now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing you more of it than ever. With the biggest news team in the county, you'll hear the latest on WRJN and then get the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite recent layoffs, the data center project moves on for Microsoft. The tech company says its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant is moving ahead as planned. Microsoft cut about 9,000 jobs this year, but they say the Mount Pleasant project won't be impacted. A company spokesperson says construction is on track and the facility should be up and running in 2026. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The company is closing about 1,200 stores nationwide to streamline its business. People are being notified by mail and offered 90 days of free prescription delivery. A four-story hotel could soon rise beside the Bratstop. The Kenosha Plan Commission this week will discuss a proposed Town Place Suites by Marriott on land sold to a developer from the owners of the legendary roadside restaurant. The plan is to build a 97-room facility with an indoor pool and an outdoor patio. The Kenosha Committee will consider the project Thursday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and the wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Change. You may get disgusted, start thinking that I'm strange. Their kids are going to ground, get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worse or what is best.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's
happening. She's here, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Oh, so very much. We've talked about the plethora of summer concert series that are available to enjoy here in Racine County.
Right.
Just throw a chair, a blanket, and your trusty can of off in the car and enjoy. This week, there are so many opportunities to enjoy something outdoors. I thought maybe they'd just have a recap of what's happening.
Sure.
So starting on Tuesday, July 8th at 6:30, the Village of Mount Pleasant has another Sounds at Sunset concert at Campus Park. This week, they're hosting the Love Monkeys. They have food trucks on site and cold drinks for sale. And this is a free general admission event.
Free!
Free! And then on Wednesday, Animal Crackers is back at the Racine Zoo. I'm sure you're talking about that all kinds of ways because it's an exciting change. Davina and the Vagabonds will be there this week. They're a popular favorite. Doors open at 5:30 to start enjoying the grounds. The concert's at 7. Animal Crackers benefits the zoo, so tickets are required. You can find out more on their website at racinezoo.org/animal-crackers.
Okay.
On Thursday at noon, there's an indoor option. So wind, rain, heat, they're still going. Music and More is a free one-hour concert that always packs a lot of talent into a lunchtime at First Presbyterian Church. This week, they are featuring Lutissimo, which I'm really excited about because I haven't seen them yet. So I may have not pronounced their name correctly, but they are a flute ensemble, a flute orchestra, if you will. Also this week is Ezra Olson on piano, and Amy Mack will have a stint singing. Thursday evening, the place to be is Echo Park in Burlington, where B-Town Sounds presents Jake Gill. It's a free concert series, and if you come hungry, you'll find something for sale that tempts your taste buds, too. Music on the Monument is at Monument Square in downtown Racine on Friday afternoon from 4:30 to 7:30. This week, it's the Ivy Ford Band playing the blues. Friday night, the Creative Crawl is part of our First Friday's event, so you can keep on exploring downtown Racine all evening. Be back at Echo Park in Burlington on Friday night when the Kiwanis Civic Band brings their music of heroes and villains to the stage. While you cheer on the heroes and fight off the villains with popular movie music, you're also encouraged to come in your favorite superhero or villain costume, and they're planning a costume contest. Saturday, there's another reason to be in downtown Racine when Saturday Sounds on the Square has the music of Sure Thing on Monument Square. And don't forget to check out the kites throughout downtown as part of the public art project. Sunday, it's another free Racine Concert Band concert at their new home at Rotary Park on the Festival Hall grounds. They perform at 7, rain or shine. Although if it does rain, you can just look for them inside Festival Hall. Phew!
That's a nice option, isn't it? If it does rain, they've got an option.
They do. Yeah. So you don't have to really question or check the forecast. Just head on down and you'll hear them.
Perfect. Wow, it sounds like you're going to have a busy week.
I am. I hope a lot of people will. I threw a lot at you, but they are all on our website. So racineartscouncil.org for our arts events calendar.
All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
In the game, I lost you. What a price to pay. and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you headed to North Beach this summer? Hope so. Why not check out the Beachside Oasis as well? Keep your day on track with Dan Marcus and his Sand and Surf Report. It airs multiple times from 10 till 2 each day, and it's all brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating. Brightening homes inside and out.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCash Loans. Restrictions may apply.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day. Most of them head right over toward the vinyl. They know what they're looking for. I can find just about anything out there. We belong to a worldwide vinyl marketplace. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals, so we'll see you there.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Where you go, each time you leave my door.
years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And how much vacation do you really need? We'll talk about it coming up after 3 on WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Couldn't it truly hate you? Trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain? I went down Virginia, seeking shelter among the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby, your plans are new to you, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain? The singer playing, now we cheered for more. Crowded rush together, trying to keep warm. Still the rain kept pouring, falling on my ears. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The death toll in Texas is at 109 now from the devastating floods, and there are more demands for answers. Chris Fox reports.
More questions about when local leaders were made aware of the flooding on Friday and what they did. Sheriff Larry Letha.
And we're in the process of trying to put a timeline. You know, that's going to take a little bit of time. As I've told you several times, that is not my priority this time.
With County Judge Rob Kelly not in attendance, Game Warden Ben Baker was asked about the failure to call evacuations.
You have many questions.
The judge is not here.
We understand that, but right now,